AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A lot has changed since 2023.
A year ago, Sean Combs stood in Times Square and was handed a key to New York City. Today, he's been indicted and will face justice in the Southern District of New York.
Sean Diddy Combs is due in court. He's facing charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says Combs induced female victims and male sex workers into drugged-up sexual performances called freak-offs.
The indictment alleges that Combs threatened and coerced victims to get them to participate in the freak-offs. He used the embarrassing and sensitive recordings he made of the freak-offs as collateral against the victims.
Combs was arrested last night in Manhattan. Mark Agnifilo is his attorney.
His spirits are good. He's confident. He is dealing with this head-on, the way he's dealt with every challenge in his life. And he's not guilty. He's innocent of these charges.
Federal authorities raided Combs' homes in Los Angeles and Miami. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says state law enforcement will launch a criminal probe of the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. DeSantis told reporters the suspect is believed to have committed state law violations. The Senate will vote for the second time this year on whether to consider legislation that would establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's a test for Republicans.
Republicans regularly claim that they are the party that stands up for families. Well, today's bill is about as pro-family as it gets. It helps create families. IVF does.
The bill has little chance of passing. Hezbollah officials tell the AP at least two of its members and a girl were killed, several hundred wounded, when a new brand of pagers used by the militant group exploded across Lebanon and Syria. One Hezbollah official says it's believed to be an attack by Israel. This is AP News. The leader of the European Union has a new team.
After days of secret talks with individual governments about their picks, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen huddled with the leaders of the political groups to discuss the makeup of her college. She's now put women in many of the top roles on her new team for her next five-year tenure at the head of the bloc.
Six executive vice presidents, I assigned four women and two men. So you recall the share of the college is 40% women, 60% men. We flip this. And we have, as a proposal, six executive vice presidents, four women, two men.
However, von der Leyen has struggled to get closer to gender parity on her commission team, as many of the 27 member states staunchly refused to give her a choice between a male and a female candidate. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.